Going back to the majority of the daf, that is the sugya of kinyan peiros kekinyan aguftan. Now this sugya is a sugya that's oimed berumay shalaylam and comes up again and again and again, and it's always hard. Hatzad hashava between all the kinyan peiros kekinyan aguftan sugyas is that it requires digging a little bit deeper, an extra level of amelus just to understand the pshuta shel mikra, stating that potter beloy klum e efsher. I think it's kedai to speak out one maramakim, not a hard maramakim. In fact, I think a very insightful, a very foundational maramakim, and that is the ktsois achoshin in simin resh nun zayin sif katan gimel. So at the end of the sugya, Rabbi Yosef made a brilliant observation. Rabbi Yosef said, "Ilav da amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're not for the fact Rabbi Yochanan holds that kinyan peiros is ke kinyan aguf dami like matza yada v'raglo bebeis medrash. He literally could not have made it into beis medrash. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan also holds ein breira, and because Rabbi Yochanan holds ein breira, Rabbi Yochanan holds achin shachalku lukucha isein umachzirin zalazeb yovel. That anytime two brothers divide an estate, they have a din of lukuchas, and the yerusha gets unwound, meaning their agreement between themselves gets unwound once Yovel comes. If that's the case, that means anytime brothers divide an estate, they have a din of lukuchas. Lukuchas bezman shehayovel noyeg only has a kinyan peiros. If Rabbi Yochanan were to hold that kinyan peiros is lavke kinyan aguftami, then he would hold that any two brothers that ever yarshin any piece of property in Eretz Yisrael are going to always be a mevi ve'enai kaira. If that's the case, where is it even nogeya the parsha mikra bikurim? So Rabbi Yosef said, it's a good thing Rabbi Yochanan holds that kinyan peiros is kinyan aguftami. Because although it's true that achin shachok lukucha isein umachzirin zalazeb yovel, which means that brothers that ever yarshin an estate, all they had in this estate was a kinyan peiros, but at the same time, being that kinyan peiros is kinyan aguftami, so you would have a parsha of mikra bikurim. That's what Rabbi Yosef's comment on Rabbi Yochanan Shita was. Because if Rabbi Yochanan held that kinyan peiros lavka kinyan aguftami, it would be almost impossible for there to be mikra bikurim. Now, to be clear, it's only an almost impossible. That would have been possible. What would be if a man came into Eretz Yisrael and he had one son, so that when he died, that son was able to yarshin direct, no lekucha yisein, no machzirin zelazeb yovel, and then that man only had one son, and then that man only had one son, and then that man had only one son. Gevaldik, if it's a chad bar chad ad yeshua benon, true, then you would have a parasha mikri bikur. But unless it's that, once there's a tzad lekucha, so now all of a sudden, you have two brothers that only have a kinyan peiros. And just to be clear, if there are two brothers 100 years ago, then even if that one only had one son, but mamacha rishon l'sheni calls chusha tavol yodei, all he had was a kinyan peiros, so that even though when he died he left over one son, that one son's vayter only gonna yarshin the kinyan peiros. But the bottom line is, this was Rabbi Yosef's ha'ara, but he said it's not a ha'ara, it's not a problem, meaning it would have been a problem on the level of lo matzah yodei v'ragla bebeis medrash, but it's not, because Rabbi Yochanan just so happens holds that kinyan peiros is kinyan aguftami. Tosfos, and this is the last Tosfos in Perek Kasha Eleach, asks a bamba kasha. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yosef was able to keep Rabbi Yochanan beis medrash. Why? Because although it's true Rabbi Yochanan holds achin shachok lukucha isein, but he also holds kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami. I'm afraid Tosfos in halacha I have a problem. You know why? Because we know that although whenever there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara says in a few places that there are three exceptions to the rule. And one of the three exceptions to the rule is the sugya of kinyan peiros. We paskin like Reish Lakish that kinyan peiros is lav ki kinyan aguftam. And being that we paskin kinyan peiros is lav ki kinyan aguftam, says Tois v'sachaba problem. Because we also paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds ein breira by dine de reisa, so that ho achin shakchoku lekucha yisein umachzirin zelazebe yoivol. So that's asked Rabbeinu Tam, if that's the case, v'onu, forget Rabbi Yochanan, unz, how do we have a kinyan in this medrash? Because aliba de hilchasa, we paskin that kinyan peiros is lavka kinyan aguftami, and we paskin achin shachok lekucha isein umachzirin zelazeb yovel because of ein breira. So if that's the case, the only way it would be shaylich for a person to read the parasha bikurim if he's a chad bar chad ad yeshua benon L'chura Rabbi Yosef's Groysa Tmiya says Tosfos is a problem al libe de Hilchasa. This is Tosfos Kasha. So the Ktzois, in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, he says a Dover Nifla. And again, this is Yesoidi. Some raid bites are more pulpulim, some raid bites are just poshit, bringing out Meta Abyssal Mer Klorkai, what it is we do. This is one of those. Says the Ktzois, we just learned the Sugi of Kinyan Peres Ke Kinyan Agoftami. And if you think about it for a minute, it's pretty clear. There's two dinim in Kinyan Peres. Or there are two types of Kinyan Peres. We had the case of a Moichas Sadeo the Peres, and we had the case of a Moichas Sadeo Bizman Shayoevil Noy. Both cases, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish argued whether the person that has the Kinyan Peres, the buyer, whether he's maybe the Kair or he's maybe the Inner Kair. But Tzedek Tzois, if you think about it for a second, they're not the same case. A Moichas Sadeo the Peres is the Taich. Reuven owns a field. And he goes over to Shimon, he says, Shimon, you want to buy the schus, you want to buy the peres that my field are producing? I don't want to give away the field. I want the field. But I'm willing to sell you the peres. If Shimon now buys those peres, the way we look at Shimon is as having a Kenyan peres. Okay, who then is the owner? Is it the one that owns the gopher? Is it the one that owns the peres? That's the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. But the case is where Shimon, the buyer, only bought the peres. Over there, Shimon, the buyer, bought the entire field. He bought 100% of this asset. Norvas, being that it's Bizman Shayoyevil Noyeg, this transaction is a finite transaction. It has an expiration date. It's going to be undone and unwound when Bizman that Yoyevil is going to come. And the way Chazal and their infinite wisdom dubbed such a transaction is as a Kinyan Peres. Because any Kinyan Shah is viewed as a Kinyan Peres. But the bottom line is, as it relates to the Zman that the buyer has, what he has, he happens to have the whole thing. Again, both are cases of Kinyan Peres. And they're both totally in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Nobody's disputing that. But at the same time, it's not the same case. In one case, the person who has a Kinyan Peres, Taka, only has Chusen the Peres. And the other case, the person that has the Kinyan Peres has Chusen in the Guf also. But being that he only has it, Lashah, so therefore we touch up his ownership as being a Kinyan Peres. The Ktsoi said, Sada Amirid Igan Afkamino. What's the Nafkamino? If somebody's Moichas Sadeo the Peres, so I own the peres in this field. Can I go into your field now and start digging? I'm going to play in your sandbox. Is that something I'm allowed to do? Of course not. Why not? Because I only own the peres. I don't own the guf. What if somebody was Moichas Sadeh of Bizman Shayoyevil Noyeg? Was the buyer allowed to start chepping with the field? So it's enough in a Rambam. The Rambam is in Perich of Gimel from Hilchas Mechira Halochehe. Says the Rambam, HaMoicher Guf HaKarka, Lizman Kotzov. If somebody sells Karka for Lizman Kotzov, HaRezu Mechira, the Mechira Schal, U'mishtamesh HaLoikeach BeGuf HaKarka. And the Loikeach has a right to go ahead and now be mishtamesh with the Guf HaKarka. U'may Hefresh, says the Rambam, Yesh Bein HaMoicher Karka Lizman Kotzov, U'bein HaMakno Isol LePeiroisov. What difference is there between someone that sells his karka l'zman kotzov or someone that's makna isal peirosov? What's the pirish in the Rambam's kasher? They're both kinyan peiros. So if they're both kinyan peiros, what's the difference? Says the Rambam, shakoin ul peiros. If somebody buys only peiros, eino yochel l'shano is tzuras hakarka. He has no right to change the tzuras hakarka. V'lo yaharos, he can't destroy. V'lo yivne, he can't build. Avakoin ul l'zman kotzov. Somebody that buys a field for l'zman kotzov, even though all he has is kinyan peiros. Why? Because it's l'zman kotzov. Bahubayna he can build, the hoyres and he can destroy, the ice and he can make, becholz mana yakotzov, kemosha oisa akoinu kinyan oilam lahoilam. Just like if somebody would buy a kinyan oilam lahoilam, he could do whatever he wants. Someone that buys a zman kotzov during that zman kotzov, he could also do whatever he wants. So says the Ktzois, what comes out is that although it's true that saya moichas adeo le peiros and saya moichas adeo bezman shayevel noyeg, the buyer only has a kinyan peiros, but there's an afkamina in the kinyan peiros, an afkamina lahal. Someone that only buys the peres has nothing in the field. He has no schusim in the field. He can't be boina, he can't be hoyres, he can't dig, he can't do anything. Someone that buys a field, you buy a field for a zman kotzov, even bezman she'ena yovel noyeg. So over there, although I only have it for zman kotzov, and in halacha, this is a shaylof in kinyan peres, kinyan aguftami, but that's poshet. Just like I have a schus in the peres, I also have a schus to chepa with whatever I want for that zman kotzov. that I own for right now. Says the Ktzois. So it comes out that although these are two examples of Kinyan Peiros, and really two applications of the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but at the same time, Lo Yiroi Zeh K'Roi Zeh. In one instance, the buyer has no Kinyan in the guf. The other instance, he does have a Kinyan in the guf. This is the punchline. But although he has a Kinyan in the guf, his Kinyan in the guf is only a Kinyan L'sha. And being that all he has is a Kinyan in the guf L'sha, a Kinyan aguf L'sha is viewed as a Kinyan Peiros. Says the Ktzois that I think, ready for this Lashon? To be medayik l'shoyne azov of the Ktzois. I think that this distinction that I just said is a Mefurish HaGemar. I think it's a Mefurish HaGemar. Let's look it up. Is it a Mefurish HaGemar or is it not a Mefurish HaGemar? The reason the Ktzois is saying I think is because although there is a Mefurish HaGemar, but it's not 100% clear what the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara brought the two machlokes with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding someone that has a kinyan peiros. Is he maybe v'kar, maybe v'enikar? The first case was Hamoichzdei l'peiros. Second case was Hamoichzdei b'zman shayoyvel noyik. In both cases, Rabbi Yochanan said you may have a kinyan peiros, kinyan aguftam, Reish Lakish said you may have a kinyan peiros, because kinyan peiros love kinyan aguftam. And then the Gemara said v'tzricha. I needed both cases. Let's read the Gemara again. Why do I need two cases? Why do I need two different cases? Mamish, the same exact machloikis amayron, same svaris, same dinim. Why do I need it twice? Because the itmarbahi, because then I only had the case of Hamoichzdei l'peiros. I would have thought by he come Reish Lakish over there. Reish Lakish said kinyan peiros love kinyan aguftam. Because when you came into this field, you did it adaita to my peiros. But in the case where you were meichzadei b'zman shayevel noyeg, that adaita to guve kanoches. When your mind, you're getting the whole field. Maybe they would think Reish Lakish holds kinyan peiros kinyan aguf tami v'it ma b'ha. And I only had the case of meichzadei b'zman shayevel noyeg. I would have thought maybe that's when Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's mind the tzricha. That's why I needed both. Now, when we read this Gemara, we were mefarish the Gemara. Just we touched the words, but we said it requires beer. Zok the tzois v'zeh hatam nira mefurish b'Gemara. It's nearer to me that this is what the Gemara was saying. You know what the svara of the Gemara was? This tzois. This is the svara of the Gemara. That had we only had the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the case of Moichzadei Olaperis, I would have thought that maybe that's where Rabbi Shlokish holds Kinyan Peiros is lavka Kinyan Aguf Tami. Because he can't do anything to the guf. All he has is the Peiros. He can't be boina, he can't be machriv, he can't dig, he can't do anything. And being that he can't do anything, so there Reish Lakish holds Kinyan Peiros lavka Kinyan Aguf Tami. Avo beha, but a Moichzadei b'zman shayoyvel noyeg, although it's a Kinyan l'sha, but being that for that sha you do have the guf. Because you could be boy no machrev like the Rambam says. So I would have thought maybe over there Reish Lakish holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf Tami. And had I only known Moichzadei b'zman shayoyvel noyeg, I would have thought maybe that's the only time Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf. But a Moichzadei l'peiros, where all you have is the peiros, maybe Rabbi Yochanan's moichzadei to Reish Lakish. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases. Because these are two fundamentally different types of Kinyan Peiros. One is a Kinyan Peiros where all I have is in the peiros, I have zero in the guf. The other is a Kinyan Peiros with hub in the guf, but my whole Kinyan in the guf is only a Kinyan l'sha. And to make it clear, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, mit Bok Tzeina, that it makes no difference. And in both cases, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argued, that's why there was a tzricha, that's why we needed these two cases in the Gemara, so that we'll understand that in both cases, you have the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This is Poshit Klar, upgelernt the Gemara, in the words of the Ktzois Achai. But here's the punchline. It says the Ktzois, that we know the halach is like Reish Lakish. We paskin, Kinyan Peiros, is lavka Kinyan Aguf Tami. What's the context of the Gemara that was machria and said Hilchos HaKavos HaDei Reish Lakish? The Gemara didn't say it in today's daf, even though the Gemara said Kro Masnaisa seems to support Kinyan Peiros lavka Kinyan Aguf Tami, but the Gemara didn't utter those words, that even though we always passing like Rabbi Yochanan on Labar Mitlas, and this is one of the three exceptions, the classic example and the case where the Gemara is machria and says the halacha is like Reish Lakish was a case that's discussed in Yevamis, Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis, and it's also discussed in Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amed Alf. It's a little bit of a hard case, so we're not going to go through the whole case right now. But the case goes something like this. A person wrote over all his nechasim to one of his sons. Man has an estate, and he tells his son, picks out a child, and he says, I'm giving you all my nechasim. But he says, I don't want you to own it, he says, until after he dies. Meaning, the father saying that as long as I'm alive, I want to have the kinyan peiros. After I die, then the halach is, I'm willing to give it to you. So essentially, you have the son who owns the guf, and the father owns the peiros, right? The father gave over the asset to his son, and he maintained for himself the right. So the Mishnah says like this, the father can't sell this nechasim anymore. Why? Because he doesn't own the guf. He gave the guf away. And the son can't sell it because he doesn't have a kinyan peiros. So now it's their partners. One owns the kinyan guf, the other owns the kinyan peiros. Just like two shutfim can't sell without each other. Therefore, they wouldn't be able to do it. Says the Mishnah Machar of, let's say the father would go ahead and sell it. Who? If the father would sell his chelik, so the mechira would be a mechira, meaning he could sell his rights that he has to the peiros, but only until he dies. Once he dies, so now already the son gets the full benefit, because he was kaisav kol nechasav lebnoi la'achar moisai. So at that point, any mechira that he put into effect won't be in effect anymore. Machar haben, if the son went ahead and sold his chelik, ein lekech klum, achi yomasav, the lekech's not going to get anything until the father dies. Because what did the son sell? Schusim? Son doesn't have schosim. Oh, the father dies. So then the mechira is going to go into effect. Okay, so far, hopefully so good. The itmar. This is where the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish comes in. Machar haben b'chayav. What would be if the son sold his chelik, he owns the guf, while his father was alive. Umeis haben b'chayav. And then the son would die while the father was alive. And then afterwards the father died. The question is, in this case, does the loikeach get what he's supposed to get or not? Meaning, the son sold his chelik. He couldn't really sell it because the father was alive. In other words, he couldn't sell the kinyan peiros, Shabbai, because the father had the kinyan peiros. Once the father was going to die, then he was able to sell the kinyan peiros. The question, however, is, what would be if the son sold, and before the father died, which was when the mechir was going to go into effect, the son ended up dying. And then the father Taka died. Does the Lekeach have, or does the Lekeach not have? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Loi Kana Lekeach. Rabbi Yochanan says Loi Kana Lekeach. And the reason is, we'll stop here. Just going to make this easier. But it's because Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peiros as Kinyan Agoftami. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when the father gave over his Nechasim to his son, the father maintained the rights of the Peiros. He was the real owner. Because he had the Kinyan Peiros, and Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Agof. Being that Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Agof, so it comes out the son really didn't have anything. Because the Guf really is Nigrar Bas of the Peiros. So if the son goes ahead and sells it, then really the Mechir is garnet. Now even though the halacha of the Mishnah is that if the son would sell it, then when the father dies, the Mechir would go into effect. But the Geder, Rabbi Yochanan holds this, is that when the father dies, that's when the Mechir goes into effect. But when the son sold it, he didn't sell anything. He didn't have a right to sell it. Because he only had the actual Heftza. The father had the Kinyan Peiros, and whoever has the Kinyan Peiros, he's the real owner. Because Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Guftami. Therefore, if the son sells it, then the son dies, and then the father dies, and you have nothing. Reish Lakish holds Kana Lekeach. The Kana is that the Lekech is kind, because Reish Lakish holds Kinyan Peiros is Lavka Kinyan Aguftami. So the father had the Kinyan Peiros, that's very nice, but it's Lavka Kinyan Aguftami. Who is then the real owner? It's the son. If the son is the real owner, so the son did have a right to go ahead and sell it, and if the son had a right to go ahead and sell it, so if the son sells it, he set a mechir in motion. The mechir goes into effect after the father dies, and even if the son himself dies before the father dies, still there's going to be a mechir. Zok to Gemara on this note. We just need one punchline. And that is, says the Ktsois, this case of the Gemara, this not such easy case, where Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish debated this grace of Shaila, of Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guf Tamina. Is this a Moiches Adeo LePeiros, or is this a Moiches Adeo Bezman Shayoyvel Noyeg? It's Pashit, it's a Moiches Adeo LePeiros. You sold only the field. You maintained the Peiros for yourself. One man owns the field, the other man owns the Peiros. If the father would want to go and he would want to start digging and clapping in this field, he wouldn't be able to do it because all he owns is the peiros. This is the equivalent of the first of the two machloikis in Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, not the second. So here's the punchline of the Ktsois. Zok the Ktsois that I think that when the Gemara said v'hilchas akavaseh the Reish Lakish, the Gemara was only paskining like Reish Lakish in this type of shayla of kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami, where the kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami is a case where all I have is the peiros. I have nothing in the guf. Veer v'hilchas akavaseh the Reish Lakish, that kinyan peiros is lavka kinyan aguftami. But in a case where I do have in the guf, In a case where I have in the guf, albeit lizman, but a kinyan lizman in the guf I have, like the Rambam says in Perek Chav Gimel Hilchas Mechira. You want to be boino machriv gezuntay. You have every right to do that. Oh, in that instance, the Gemara never paskin that the halacha is like Rish Lakish. And if that's the case, it's Yitochin says the Ktzais that hadar dinut for the rule, which is whenever the machriv is regal Rish Lakish, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. So said the Ktzais, this chilik in the Gemara, where the Gemara said a tzricha, imeahi, imeaha, two types of kinya periska, kinya guftami, could be as extremely manifest la halacha. It's not just a havamina of why I need a tzricha son the daf, why yesterday's daf ended so similar to the way today's daf began. It sounded like it's mamish hachazor sashir, we needed a whole tzricha over here. It's more than just a fleeting havamina in the Gemara. It's a svara that's chai v'kayom. La-halocha. Because this that we pass like Rish Lakish, Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Guf, that's when I only have the Peres of Chabgarnit in the Guf. But if I had something in the Guf, the other halocha would be like Rabbi Yochanan. The other halocha would be that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guf Dami. Zoktik Tzoyis, if that's the case, it's Miyoshev Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. Rabbeinu Tam asked the Kasha, Eich Motzanu Yadeinu V'Ragleinu. The Beis HaMedrash, being that we paskin like Rish Lakish, that Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Guf Dami. And yet at the same time, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass in Ein Breira by Deiraisa. If we pass in Ein Breira by Deiraisa, means any time there was ever a man that had two sons, it comes out that what he was Meirish was Kinyan Peres. And if all it is Kinyan Peres, you're never going to be maybe Vekoyr unless you can find the Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Benun, which is very not Mestaber. Is how could we survive in Beis Medrash, which was really Rabbi Yosef's Ha'ara. The Chab was not Tosfos's Chab. The Chab was Rabbi Yosef's Chab. But Rabbi Yosef said it's good, because who holds Achen Shachol Kulukuch is Rabbi Eichon? He also holds Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Dami. But the halacha freaked Rabbeinu Tam, we pass like Rish Lakish. And we also pass like Rabbi Yochanan Achen Shachalko. Zoktik Tzoyis, we pass like Rish Lakish when the Kinyan Peres is only in the Peres. But Achen Shachalko is Mancha Yovel Noyeg. Via the brothers, when they divided up until Yovel, they could be Boina, they could be Machriv, they can make a mess, they can do whatever they want to do. It's their right. Because that's Moicher Sadeo be Yovel. And Moicher Sadeo is Mancha Yovel Noyeg. Over there, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. I mean that over there, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So the halacha of Ha'achat Shachol Kul Lekucha is saying, and the halacha of Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami, they go together very, very well. And just like Rabbi Yosef said, that Rabbi Yochanan is able to survive in Beis Medrash, Baruch Hashem, we could all survive in Beis Medrash. Matzanu Yodeinu Ragleinu in Beis Medrash. Because although it's true, we paskin in Breira, Ha'achat Shachol Kul Lekucha is saying, Machzirin Zalazeb Yovel. But as it relates to Kinyan Peres, in this type of case, we also pass in Kinyan Peres. Everyone knows Perkachoy, Litzlamid Vavam, and Bezin Yavamis. The halach is like Rish Lakish. Halach is like Rish Lakish in that type of Sugi of Kinyan Peres. But in this type of Sugi of Kinyan Peres, the halach is actually going to be like Rabbi Yechon. There's one other part to this which we're not going to talk about, and that is how do you view Baal Benichsa Yishtai, who also has a Kinyan Peres? What kind of Kinyan Peres is that? Is that the Kinyan Peres of Moicha Sadeo LePeres? Or is that a Kinyan Peres of Moicha Sadeo Bezman Shayevel Noyek? Milam Acherim. If a husband who owns the Peres of the Nechsa Malug of his wife wanted to now go to his wife's field and he wanted to be Boinu Machrev, is that something he'd be allowed to do, or is that something he would not be allowed to do? Right? That would take us right to the core of this Shiloh. The Ktzoy speaks out Mefurish in this piece in Reish Nun Zayin that if the husband would want, he could do whatever he wants in the field. On the bottom of the Ktzoy, and that guy is from Reb Jimmy Trofsky, so he brings from the guy in its Mefur, not that way. And even the Ktzoy was mafalful about this in other places as well. But this would take us really to the next part of this discussion. And that is, we have two dinim in the Sugi of Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Tami. How do you view Baal Benichsa Yishtoy as it relates to Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf? We already posted a related raid bite that goes back to Mesechtes Ksubas Periko Isha Shanaflu. It's a Rameir Simcha in Or Sameach in Hilchas Reitzeach Ushmir Sanefesh Perik Beis, where it's again a lumdish piece, but also a very foundational piece in terms of understanding the gedder of the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf of Baal Benichsa Yishtai, and we will stop.